Okay, Risha and Rashi, the famous Rashi, is on Parshas Kisavo. Okay, there is a world famous pasuk, Kaf Vav Pasuk He, Arami Obed Avi. This is in the Haggadah. So there is a Rashi here. The language Arami Obed Avi sounds like the Arami who, like Obed's like a present tense. He's always involved in wiping out my father. It's like he's doing it. But in the end, he didn't do it. So let's read Rashi. So this Rashi has two famous things. Rashi pasuk Arami Obed Avi, Mazkir Chazdei Hamakom. He mentions the kindness of Hashem. Arami Obed Avi, Lavan Bikesh Lachar Es Hakol. Right, that's from the Haggadah. It's from Chazal. Rashi's quoting it. Kisher Radav Achar Yaakov. Okay. So that's the Pashup Shat that is referring to Lavan. Now Rashi says, Ubishvil Shechoshav Lasos, since he planned to do this, Chishev Lo Hamakom Kilo Asa, Hashem considered it as if he did it. Sheumos Ha'olam Choshev Lema Kadosh Baruch Hu Machshava Ra'a Kemaisa. Regarding the Goyim, Hashem considers a Machshava Ra'a Kemaisa. We know that in Yadus, if you plan on doing something bad, and then at the last second it doesn't work out, you don't get punished, because Hashem is not mitzaref machshava lemaisa. But by the non-Jews, Rashi says the pasuk sounds like he did it. Obed, the pasuk doesn't say the Arami tried to destroy my father. What does it say? The Arami Obed, he destroyed him, but he didn't destroy him. So what do you see? That by the Goyim, when they try to do it and they're not successful, they get punished as if they did it. That special gift that Hashem gave us, the Goyim don't have that special extra gift. Okay, that's number one. Next, there are two world-famous Rashis in this Parsha that teach this a similar Yesod. Perek Kaf Vav, Pasuk Tes Zion is the first one, and the second one we'll get to in a second. Kaf Vav Tes Zion. And there's a similar one in Perek Kaf Zion, Pasuk Tes. We'll see them together. Look in Kaf Vav Tes Zion. So the Pasuk says, Moshe is talking, Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzvah V'chol La'asos. Today, Hashem is commanding you to do the mitzvah. What does Rashi, what do you mean today? You have to do it every day. Look in Rashi. Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzvah V'chol V'chol Yom Yu Beinecha Chadoshim, ki'ilu bo bayom nitztavisa aleihem. Every day it should be new to you, as if you got the command today. This is a very famous comment of Rashi. The pasuk is teaching us we're supposed to do it as if the Torah was given today. The first day you hear something, you're excited. Like some Shana Aleph guys, they'll spend 12 minutes reading the bulletin board here, right? Wow, there's a bulletin board. It'll almost be really important stuff, and you read it, and you look at it, and this and that, and the first time they put the cute things up on the computer up there. Then 6 months later, you glance at it for, 5 seconds, maybe a new book is out there, new book by Ginsberg, or whatever. So you glance at it for five, to look for something important, but that's all you do, right? That's the way it works. When it comes to Torah, it's not supposed to be that way. We're supposed to view it, and this is powerful, as if we got the Torah today. Obviously, we'd be more excited about it. That's what this pasuk's teaching us. And it's, okay, the challenge is to live that way. But the first day, it's very exciting. Lahavdil is another mashal. Opening day in baseball. Opening day, you go to the park. You see, it's all green and the infield, it's green. You don't have that, dirt. It all looks nice. And everyone's optimistic. Opening day, you're always optimistic. Maybe this year, maybe the Cubs, after 120 years, it's almost made of history now, right? It was 1908 or 1902? 1908. So we're getting to Mayav Esrim. We're getting there. It's Mamash Mayav Esrim. Maybe this is going to be the year. You're excited. And then, so, Lahavdil, the first day you get the Torah, there's an excitement. And that's the challenge. And that's the challenge. Okay, there's a similar Rashi. We'll do it together. Kaf Zayin Pasuk Tes. It's a very similar Rashi. Perek Kaf Zayin Pasuk Tes. Here it's Moshe said, the Pasuk says, Hayom Hazen Yesalam Hashem Elkacha. Today you become a nation to Hashem. Look in Rashi, what do you mean today? B'chol Yom Yubeinecha Kilu Hayom Basa Imo Babris. It should be as if, every day as if today you had the cover, the bris with Hashem. It's a similar idea. Two Rashi saying similar ideas. There's an excitement. The first day. It's true, by the way. So we should look at our Gemaras every day the way Shana Aleph looks at the bulletin board that first time. Oh, wow. Yeah, and that's a challenge. And if you did that, you'd learn a lot with a lot more excitement. That's what these Rashis are telling us. Next, continue. Perek Kaf Zayin, Pasuk Kaf Dalet, a world famous Rashi about Lashon Hara. Perek Kaf Zayin, Pasuk Kaf Dalet. The Pasuk says, Arur Make Re'ehu Basaser. There are a list of curses here, special, terrible Averas. You get a curse for these Averas. So one of them is, hit your friend in private. What does that mean? Look in Rashi. Makarit, very good. Lashon Hara Hu Omer. It's talking about Lashon Hara. Oh, what's the pshat that Lashon Hara? You're in secret. You're in private. And some of them first explain, when you speak Lashon Hara, it's totally private. If you beat up your friend in private, so he knows he's getting beaten up, right? Even though you punch him in private. Speak Lashon Hara, it's private even to him. That's the pshat. You hit your friend in private, totally in private. I mean, he doesn't even know about it. That's behind his back. That's the Lashon Hara. So, the Chafetz Chaim quotes this in his Sefer, that when you speak Lashon Hara, there are 31 mitzvahs and averas that a person potentially violates with Lashon Hara, and on top of that, this curse. So, it's good, don't speak Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara has a special curse, and Lashon Hara changes you as a person. It makes you into a negative person, and Lashon Hara speakers tend to become complainers in life. They're always finding the bad things, and they find bad things in their friends, and bad things in their spouses, and bad things in their kids, and that's its whole attitude. It's very unhealthy. Very unhealthy. So, aside from the fact that it's a curse and it'll destroy a lot of Olam Haba, Rachman Olitzlan, it also hits Olam Haza too. Rav Nevensal says all the time, he just said it this week, and they sent out his Parsha for it this week, that when you keep the mitzvot, you don't just get Olam Haba, you get Olam Haza. We're built based on the Torah. So if you keep the mitzvot, naturally your life's going to be good. It's going to fit with who you are and how you live your life. And you can go mitzvah by mitzvah, that how the mitzvos hurt you, and not keeping the mitzvos hurt Olam Hazeh too. So I'm telling you, if you become a Lashon Hara speaker, it hurts your Olam Hazeh too. It hurts everything. I'll give you one example. It's not part of Rashi, but I can't tell you how Lamaisa this is. And just for this, the Chofetz Chaim has a comment as follows. Okay, here's the case. Here's the case. You find out, Sarah's a mother. She finds out that in the fifth grade, one of the kids has a big problem. Major problem, and okay. So Sarah has a daughter in the fifth grade, so she is now going to become careful that her daughter isn't affected by this girl. Okay, you know, whatever you do as a parent, try to be careful. Sarah has friends in the fifth, has other friends whose daughter's in the fifth grade. So, she calls her friend and says, by the way, you know, this is called Toelis. You should know there's an issue going on and be careful. So that's Mutter. You're allowed to do that. That's Mutter. That's part of Lashon Hara for Toelis. There's a girl in the fifth grade whose mother is a loudmouth. She always speaks Lashon Hara. So Sarah's afraid that if she tells this mother, what's going on? What's going to happen? The mother's going to tell people, and then Sarah's going to get yelled at by someone. How dare you say this? Right? So the Chafetz Chaim says, Sarah does not have to tell this other mother what's going on. Because Sarah doesn't have to hurt herself to protect somebody else. Which means this mother's daughter, you with me? Won't get the same help that other girls are getting. Is that case clear? That case happens in real life. I can't tell you how important it is. If you develop a reputation that you don't speak Lashon Hara, then people are more likely to tell you things you need to hear. Because, oh, he's a black hole. It comes in, shh, it never goes out. So your goal is to be called a black hole. It comes in, shh. You know what black holes are? Up in space? It never goes out. So you should just know, the earlier in your life you develop a reputation that you don't speak Lashon Hara Stam, the better off you're gonna be and your family's gonna be. Next, Kaf Ches Kaf Gimel. Perek Kaf Ches Pasuk Kaf Gimel. There's a Rashi here, and you have to avoid confusion about this Rashi. The psukim, this is part of the klala. So the klala says, the pasuk says, that the shemayim is going to be like copper, and the land's going to be like barzel. In Vayikra, the pasuk says that the shemayim is going to be barzel, and the land's going to be like copper, like nechoshes. Shirashi explains the difference, the klala in Vayikra, Bichukosai, versus the klala in Kisavo. He says that here, Moshe was talking. Here Moshe was talking. And therefore, Moshe, when he gave the curse, it was a little softer than Hashem's curse. Look in Rashi's language. Rashi, Pasuk Kaf Gimel. Kolos halalu, listen to this phrase. Moshe, mipi atzmo amaron. Moshe said them himself. And the ones in Taras Kohanim, that's Vayikra, Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar. So Rashi explains the difference. That when Hashem made the Kala, it was extra severe. So when it says, the Shemayim is Barzel and the Aretz is Nechoshes, that's worse, Rashi explains. But here, Moshe said the Kala, so it's less severe. We have to be very careful when we read this Rashi to not be confused. The confusion is, we have to avoid Rachmana Litzlan becoming Kofrim. When Rashi says Moshe said these words on his own, it doesn't mean that Moshe said these and Moshe put them into the Torah. It means that in many parts of Chumash Devarim, Moshe had a Nevuah. Moshe's talking. And the Nevuah came through Moshe. That's in a sense where it began. Then Hashem says, what Moshe said is good. Then Hashem then said every word of the Torah back to Moshe. Rav Shechter always says, word for word, letter for letter, and made it part of the Torah. But it's not that Moshe wrote part of the Torah into the Torah. Rachmana Litzlan. We don't believe that. We believe that Moshe had this, Moshe said it on his own. Then Hashem gives it a stamp of approval. And when Hashem gave the whole Torah to Moshe, he said over these words too. So in the end, before these words became part of the Chumash, who said them? Who said them? In the end? Yeah, but and then Hashem said them too. So let's be clear. That's a big yesod in Chumash Devarim, that don't be confused by this Rashi. Okay. One more Rashi, then we'll say a vort from Avnevin Saul. Near the end of the parsha, it's a famous comment in Rashi. The very end of the parsha, Perakas Pasuk Vav. So Moshe is talking about Bnei Israel being in the Midbar, and he says, "Sorry, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Vav. Vatavo Amakam Hazeh, and you came to here, and you came to this place." Okay. Now, in Pasuk Gimel it says, V'lo nasan Hashem lachem lev ladas. Hashem didn't give you a heart to understand fully. So Rashi comments on that phrase. Moshe is saying to them, you didn't fully understand things till just now. What does that mean? Look in Rashi. There's a famous Rashi. The second half of Pasuk Vav in Rashi. V'lo nasan Hashem lev ladas. She'ein adam omid al sof daitel shel rabo. V'chachmas mishnaso ad arbaim shana. Moshe said, you B'nai Yisrael, didn't fully understand what I'm teaching you until just now. What's just now? 40 years after I started teaching you. And that's why Hashem wasn't so angry with you. But from now on, now that you understand, it's been 40 years, Hashem will be more strict. Yaakov will be more strict. So this is a famous comment in Rashi, that sometimes it takes 40 years to understand something. When Rav Soloveitchik died, so Rav Schechter quoted this Rashi. He said that there were things that he learns Gemara, and he was in the Rav Shir 30, 40 years ago, and sometimes he says, oh, now I understand what the Rav meant in Shir when he made this comment. That's what he said. In other words, until he learns more and more, and it takes a while to absorb and to let it all blend together, and to become a real Talmud for someone. It's not so common you have the same Rebbe that you interact with for 40 years. Rav Nevensol had that with Rav Shlomo Zalman, a direct interaction week to week, every couple of days for, I think, more than 40 years. So that's one level. And then another level is, if you don't have that direct connection, sometimes things you heard, oh yeah, now I see what he meant, and you add extra depth after 40 years. Okay. There's a curse here, then we'll stop. There's a curse here. One of the curses is, cursed is the one who doesn't keep the Torah. Asher yakim es divrei Torah hazos. It's back at the end of Perek Kav Zayin. Cursed is the one who doesn't uphold the Torah. What does that mean? So the Ramban quotes from the Yerushalmi, it means that you don't do Hagbah properly. You don't do Hagbah properly. The end of Perek Kav Zayin. You don't do Hagbah properly. That's a curse. What's the curse of not doing Hagbah properly? Strange. Rav Nevensol explains, the Pashut Pshat is Kavod HaTorah. You hold the Torah like this, and it's falling down. That's a lack of Kavod HaTorah. So there's a special curse for showing lack of Kavod HaTorah. So Rav Nevensol says, that applies nowadays. He says, sometimes you go into the Beis Medrash, you'll see like tefillin everywhere, and like there's a tefillin, like there's a sefer like this, hanging halfway off the table. So Rav Nevensol says, that's not, you have to go like this. Because if it might fall off, that's a lack of Kavod HaTorah. You ever see Rav Nevensol, when he walks to his seat, if he sees a sefer like this, he'll push it like this to make it on the table, because he's afraid it might, or when he dances here for siyums, if there's a pencil on a Gemara, he always takes it off. Because lack of Kavod HaTorah. And then he says that the biggest Kavod HaTorah is to try not to forget what you learned. And you have to write it down. And Rav Nevensol writes in his sefer something terrifying. He says, "Es katayin imasker hayom." He says, "I'm my own katayin." What katayin does Rav Nevensol have? It's not. It doesn't have too many katayin. He says he learned in Panovich, in Rav Shmuel Radovsky's shir. He wrote down most of what he said. He didn't write down every shir, and some of the shirs he didn't write down. He forgot. He can never get them back. That's what he says. And he says, if you had a patent with a formula for a $10 million patent, where would you put that formula? You'd put it on your computer. You'd save it up online. So you put it in the safe deposit box. So it's $10 million, this formula. So Torah is worth more than $10 million. If we had covered a Torah, we'd find a way to guard it. You got it? That's what Nevensol on the Ramban, on the Yerushalmi, about Yom Kippur's Divrei Torah results. We'll stop here. Okay.